Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Marvin Sapp, Perfect Peace Family.
I will keep you.
Good morning. Welcome to another experience of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily lover, and that was Marvin Sapp, Perfect Peace. Keep die in perfect peace. Let everybody understand, recognizing that there's only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that powerful presence that is known by many, 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 many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, that there is not a spot that God is not. And so we're going to get very intense right now. And in this right now moment, we want to become very intentional about the breath, calling forth the divine. The divine in us this morning. And as we turn inward to become very centered, I want us to take in a very deep breath, breathing in through our nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight, then release the breath, family. And I want us to recognize that there is power in the breath. And remember to deep breathe, breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, family. Let's become still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. Just breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. There's power in the breath, family. She's taking another deep breath. Be still, know that I am God. And release. And last time, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. As we call forth the divine presence. Recognizing, family, that there is only one power. And as we call forth this presence this morning, remembering forgiveness in the Divine Mother, sending love to the cosmic mother, the divine mother, Mother Nature, Mother Earth, great mothers, great greats, grands and great and grands and mother, as we send love into the mother energy this morning, as we ask forgiveness.
Day 4, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my mother. Blessed Father God, Holy Mother God, today I ask for and allow myself to receive and experience your grace. Today I claim my freedom as I declare my willingness and readiness to release my mother from all hurt, anger, woundedness, judgment, disappointment, and sorrow hidden anywhere in my consciousness or being. I surrender all memories, experiences, circumstances, and situations where I have held my mother with blame or fault. I ask to be lifted above any and all judgments, critiques, assessments, perceptions, beliefs, and habitual patterns of thought in which I see and hold my mother as anything less than your perfect child. I ask that you fill me with your compassion, your truth, your knowledge that allows me to see my mother as your daughter, whom you love and in whom you are well pleased. Lift me beyond my intellect and ego that I may behold my mother with all my heart as you do. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my mother. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt, and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Nothing better than love.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love, and no one can take her love away.
Wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear him say he's still in love, and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. Nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. So let yourself reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love, to love.
And I mean all these words I say. And you don't have to guess what's going on inside my head.
Try to know
Celebrating the Divine Feminine.
Howard Thurman, in a book called For the Inward Journey, says the responsibility to love is to love. Ernest Holmes says in Ernest Holmes on page 108, he said, love is the central flame of the universe, nay, the very fire itself. Today is Mother's Day. This is a day that can bring up different emotions and feelings because of our varied experiences with our own mothers or mother figures. On Mother's Day, I remember my own mother who made her transition in 2000. We had a very complicated relationship. But no matter how complicated the relationship, and no matter what happened, I knew she loved me. The two quotes above capture some of the qualities of love I experienced with my mom. She was a loving and passionate woman who raised three children alone. She made sure that we had what we needed to the best of her ability. She was the glue that kept her family together. You see, love is often seen as the quality of the divine feminine, celebrated and centered for spiritual women living on this day. Ernest Holmes described love as the central flame of the universe. And it seems quite fitting to meditate on this idea today because this description recognizes the divine feminine in all of us, regardless of the gender. You see, love is all and it fuels all that is. We are all manifestations and creators of love. When we tap into the divine feminine with us, let us be what we remember as we celebrate the divine feminine. And so as we move forward in this continued month, I wanted to remind us to celebrate the divine cosmic mother that lives in each and every one of us. And as we ask and continue to ask and center on forgiveness this month, the forgiveness of the mother energy, it's interesting that no matter how many people I speak to, many of our young ladies, I've been, you know, I go into the schools and I teach self-esteem and love through a 501c3 program. And it's interesting to sit and listen to the babies, the young, beautiful young ladies who are not appreciating the energy of the mother in their lives. And so, again, I just want to make sure that we are constantly reminded that in this month, affirm and send love into the mother, the great cosmic mother. And so today's Science of the Mind is about affirming and living our good. Howard Thurman, in the same book, For the Inward Journey, said the true purpose of all spiritual disciplines is to clear away whatever blocks our awareness of that which is God in us. Ernest Holmes says, if spiritual things be true, it's not enough to simply declare they are so. We have to understand how they work and why the law is governing them. You see, affirmations can be a powerful tool in our spiritual toolbox. When used consistently, they assist us in embodying the spiritual principles that we are claiming for ourselves. However, we can affirm a principle such as health, wealth, joy, or abundance every day, but it will mean nothing if we do not believe. Come on, here go that belief again. Accept and embody that which we are affirming. This is why there are some people who use affirmations for a period of time and stop because they think affirmations do not work. You see, the key element often missing is an understanding that we must accept the affirmation as true. At the very core of our being, and live and act in alignment with that which we are affirming. If we do not believe the words we speak, then we will not see our affirmation manifest in our lives. You see, the purpose of including affirmations in spiritual practice is to provide the opportunity for awareness, growth, and release of belief. Come on, Holy Spirit. Release of beliefs and ideas that may otherwise hinder fully accepting a principle expressed in affirmation. We are here to grow, expand, and affirm. Affirmation serves us only when we make decisions that are in alignment with the affirmation. You see, we can experience only that which we can accept and embody. Let me say that again. We can only experience that which we can accept and embody. Affirmations are brought to life when our thoughts, our beliefs, our words, and actions are in alignment with them. Well, you know what's interesting? Here's the affirmation. My beliefs, thoughts, and actions are in alignment with all the good life has to offer. I accept and I embody this good. My beliefs, thoughts, and actions are in alignment with all the good life has to offer. I accept and embody this good. Last time, my beliefs, thoughts, and actions are in alignment with all the good life has to offer. I accept and embody this good. Oh, my God, I just got this revelation. Come on, Holy Spirit. As I was reading this, and those who were on the line yesterday, we were talking about faith and belief. And in order for us to move into our belief, we got to move into our heart. God told me belief is in the heart. Come on, Holy Spirit. God said belief is in the heart. Faith is in the thoughts, in the mind. Belief is in the heart. Faith is like planting a seed, that mustard seed. But in order for us to truly embody it, it got to be in the heart. Belief is in the heart. Come on, God. God just downloaded that into my spirit as I was reading this. Belief is in the heart, family. That was just like, wow. It's like when we was talking about the difference between Moses and Joshua. Moses bring us the law, and we think about the law, and we accept it mentally. But when we move to the place of Joshua had it all in the heart. And in order to move into the promised land, we must embody these principles in our heart. Belief makes it in our heart. Come on, Holy Spirit, do your stuff. I tell you. God is amazing. I just want to marinate on that for a minute. Belief is in our family. So when we are truly honored the divine principle of belief, what we've done is we've embodied it in the heart. And the heart is where we manifest, family. The heart is where we actually move into that space of ushering into the physical world. Come on, Holy Spirit, come on. This stuff is, this thing is, it's got levels to it. I tell you. Somebody say amen to that. That's some good stuff right there. I was reading The Science of the Mind. And you know what's interesting? They have an article in here. By Dr. Michael Beckwith. And what I love about Dr. Michael Beckwith is he really is amazing. How he does what he does. You know, he's talking about being pulled by the vision. You see, God had a vision when God created each and every one of us. Yes. God had a vision. Sometimes I know you say, well, what is the vision for my life? If God had a vision for me, something just seems not quite right, right? I know it feels like that, right? And I wanted to read the article. It's called Pulled by a Vision of Possibilities. And he gives us some steps. To understand how to find the vision. And I love the practice that Dr. Michael Beckwith begins each day with. He awakens. He stretches his uplifted arms wide in gratitude. He expresses that he's alive, awake, and aware. Then he surrenders. Holy Spirit, come. And in his gratitude, he finally asks the universe, God, this powerful being that expresses through him, what is my assignment today? What is our assignment today? Divine Mother, Father God, as we surrender ourselves to you, Holy Spirit, we ask you, what is our divine assignment for today? Dr. Michael Beckwith begins each day with a ritual of gratitude, surrender, and communion, describing this work he does with the Agape International Spiritual Center. And in his ministry and in his worldwide outreach, he says he's not driven, but pulled by the possibilities. I am pulled by a vision, he explains, and that vision is about who we are and what we are becoming. In the Ford Beckwith's seminal book, Life Vision, Dr. Bruce H. Lipton says, crisis ignites evolution. You see, the collective nature of current global crisis is a clear sign that humanity is poised on the brink of a radical evolutionary upheaval. Beckwith, too, acknowledges that we are at a point in time where we see the fabric of unity being torn, where we seek a place to celebrate the divine, to fully express the oneness we teach and believe, to involve in ways that create and repair. But the question still remains, what is our assignment? What is our assignment? Why are you here? It's to yield to something higher. You see, on November 30th, 1986, Agape International Spiritual Center began creating a global community dedicated to recognizing, honoring, and nurturing the dignity and uniqueness of all people. Its mission reads in part, we embrace the transformational and evolutionary impulse of the planet, spiritual practice, sacred service, and unconditional love. As the Agape founder and spiritual director, Beckwith outlines the center's ongoing focus to be an example of the next stage of human revelation, evolution, to demonstrate diversity that leads to great inclusivity. You see, we are yielding to the next stage of our unfoldment. Don't leave this planet one day before you share your gifts. Come on, family. Somebody ought to hear this. You are yielding to the next stage of our unfoldment. But don't leave this planet one day without sharing your gifts. You see, everyone here is celebrating the one, he says. We have done what we sought out to do. At times, we are called the United Nations of Spiritual Communities. Walking through Agape's halls, you hear many languages and accents. Agape also gathers people from all around the world, faith traditions, and the rich diversity that Beckwith makes for beautiful coming together. At its core, Agape offers a very progressive new thought message, one that both embraces and transcends the best of all religions, and always with a focus on enabling all participants to become the next great version of themselves. See, our strength, Beckwith says, is service. Ultimately, we want each person to be encouraged and inspired to take them to the world and serve with gifts. We all come bearing gifts, bearing a divine intention. We surrender not to an external God, but to the next stage of our evolution, to our higher self. We're not giving up, but giving over to the highest and best within us. We are yielding to the next stage of our unfolding, eliminating false beliefs about ourselves, false beliefs about being transformed. At P, we see individuals coming into their wholeness, envisioning a kind and just global society. You see, we see whole people catching a vision of great possibility. New thought is catching up to that, he asks, that we yield to something higher to become our higher self, and that unfoldment is endless and infinitely. He extends a powerful invitation. Don't leave this planet one day before you share your gift.
Don't leave this planet one day before you share your gift. The watchwords he suggests following are gratitude, Holy Spirit, thanksgiving, deep communion, service, and celebration, family. Create a community. In addition to an expanding on his work at the Agape Beckwith, he's also the co-founder and president of the Association for Global New Thought. And at times when the Association for Global New Thought was founded 20 years ago, the New Thought community faced competition, even separation among its various entities. Individuals from all the New Thought community recognized the issues and came together and to create an umbrella organization. You know, change is hard for people. He said, but our idea in creating this, Beckwith says, was to have an umbrella under which we could practice what is taught regarding oneness and unity. He adds that today the major players are at the table, that the boundaries that once separated us are falling away, and we are practicing the same teaching that guides us all. Those who compromise the AGNT Leadership Council are involved in the world, expanding our applications of belief to the global concerns we share. Beckwith offers the example of Gandhi King Season for Nonviolence, an annual grassroots campaign honoring and celebrating the legendary peacemakers, Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You see, the Season for Nonviolence draws together more than 500 unity and religious science centers, along with interfaith, intercultural, and educational communities in a single effort to create peace. Using the Season for Nonviolence as an agent for change broadens its reach to offer programs in environmental issues with the Season for the Earth, in social issues with the Season for Humane Service, and interfaith issues with the Seasons for Interfaith Celebration. Where we once shied away from issues in the world, Beckwith say, now we take a spiritual stand from a spiritual viewpoint. There's a maturing taking place within the New Thought movement, such that today we offer voices of kindness, compassion, unity, and action. For example, the AGNT leaders created a video response to the February 14, 2018 school shooting in Parkland, Florida. We offered a word of comfort, a prayer, a reflection of what kind of nation we want to live in. Beck said, we put into action our belief that for every issue we face, there is a spiritual solution. For every issue we face, there is a spiritual solution. You see, our strength is service. Ultimately, we want each person to be encouraged and inspired to take their gift to the world and serve. Serve with our gift, family. And to give our gifts, Beckwith believes we are inexhaustible in our potential. We came here, he said, for our souls to unfold. Come on, Holy Spirit. You see, this is a soul's journey. He said, if we were to leave today, did we give our gifts? If you were to leave this planet today, did you give your gifts? Did you play full out? Did we give more blessings than pain? Did we give more blessings than pain? Did we serve? Did we leave a vibrational imprint on the planet? Did we give more than we took away? To do this, he asks, we cannot be cowards. We must have the confidence and the courage to speak of possibilities and to walk in that direction. We see real life people who have sacrificed their lives to make a difference, follow the principles that are exactly what we teach. See, this is not piety, he continues, but a great sense of celebration. Openness and up to this transformation is his prayer. You see, the work continues, Beckwith continues to seek an expansion of the work of the Agape Center, where he says, there's always something new afoot. Agape is looking to secure a new physical home while expanding to offer online classes and ministry and service. The center has a robust international community with participants from 182 countries, seeking resources that can be offered in new and expanding ways. Bliss responds to the activation of our potential, he says. Bliss responds to the activation of our potential, he says. Beckwith is also working on a new book called Take Back Your Mind. He seeks to continue to be instrumental in the metaphysical movement, walking down the mystical corridors of our philosophy, yielding to the next stage of our unfoldment. The question ever guiding his work is, how can we serve? That, he says, is where we live. Be inspired and uplifted, he said. And so, how can we serve our gifts? He leaves us with a life visioning process. He said, because to be pulled by a vision of possibilities, there's some steps. And here's an overview of how to vision out our life. He said, find a quiet location and meditate to calm your thoughts. Sensitize your awareness and activate your intuitive faculty. And know that I am God. He said, keep in mind that absolute love is love given without a sense that it has to be earned. Keep in mind that absolute love is love. It's love given without a sense that it has to be earned. I want to remind you, fam, there's nothing you have to do, absolutely nothing, to earn God's love, to earn the love of the universe, nothing. You were loved the day you were born. You were loved even before you were placed into the womb of your mother's belly. You were loved. Nothing you can do can take that away. Nothing you can do to earn it. It is already yours by divine right. So call forth that divine love. And soak yourself in love. Oh, love. Love, love, love. Loving you. You see, you got to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, loving you. 3, place your question before your higher self. What is the highest vision of my life? What is the highest vision of my life? What seeks to emerge in, through, and as my life? And just sit with that. What is the highest vision of my life? What is seeking to emerge within, through me, and as me? And when you are ready, we move to step 4. The next question is, what must I become in order to manifest this vision? What must I become in order to manifest this vision? And you sit with that. What must I become? And then 5. What must I release to manifest this vision? What must I let go? See, the Mary Tompkins once said, in order to move to the second step, we got to let go of the first step, right? What must I release to manifest this highest vision of my life? 6. What talents, gifts, skills, and qualities do I already possess that will serve this vision? Come on, Holy Spirit. What God said in the word. God said in his word that your gifts will make room for you and take you before great men and women. What talents, gifts, skills, and qualities do I already possess that will serve this vision? Come on, family. We came to serve with our gifts and talents. Come on, family. Will you leave this planet full out? You see, I plan on the day that I leave the planet, I want the world to say Janine left her imprint on the planet. She played her game full out. And in the language of your own heart, will you give a sacred yes with full trust that more shall be revealed? Come on, God. You see, God is waiting on you to just say yes. Yes, God. Yes, God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Yes, God. Yes. Will you surrender to the absolute good, knowing that God is all there is? Will you enter into a state of gratitude? Enter into a state of gratitude, knowing that your vision is already taking form, that it has been vibrating within your being since you came into existence, and that you are now ready to allow its full expression in, through, and as you. Come on, Holy Spirit. Enter a state of gratitude. Will you say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Michael Beckwith, Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith, recognizes this as a transformative process. He recognizes this as a transformative process for activating your and accelerating your unique gifts and higher potential. Family, will you allow the presence of the inner presence of God that is in you, as you, and through you to activate the gifts that you've been given? I want to just send a prayer into your gifts today, speaking that God will stir up those gifts today. Come on, Holy Spirit. And let every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart come from the beloved I Am Presence, God. Speak through me, Holy Spirit. Come and speak through me today. Holy Spirit, divine Mother, Father, God, as we come in this community, this divine love circle, the love line, as I call it, you know, I give thanks right now, God. As I ask you to bring forth a fresh anointing each and every day, God, I ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to stir up the gifts, God. I'm asking you to stir up the gifts that's way deep down in the soul, God. I'm asking you to unfold the goals of the soul, God. I'm asking you to activate the highest and the best potential place in them right now to bring forth their talents, their gifts, the skills that you have so eloquently placed inside in them to serve the world, God. I'm asking you right now, God, to bring the talent, the gifts, the skills, and the qualities they already possess, God, and you have already placed inside of them, God, that they will activate the power of the gifts that they have been given, God. They will come from the soul essence, God. I'm talking about the soul wealth, God. I'm talking about that soul stirring gifts, God. I'm talking about something that's deep down way in the belly of the soul, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about God agents, God. I'm talking about transformational energy, God. I'm talking about activating the power and the presence of their own gifts, stirring up the talents, God, and bringing it forth in the mighty consciousness of Jesus right now, God. I'm asking for the miracle working power of the consciousness of you to bring forth and accelerate and thrust us into that place of blessing, God, with our gifts and talents, God. I'm asking you to activate it right now, God. I'm asking you to come and bless us right now, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, and elevate us right now, God, as we send in our full trust, God, our full belief, God, with our sacred yes, we say amen. 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 And as we go forth with this blessed day, this is a great way that have for the weekend. And I wanted to read this to you this weekend because I want you to really take time and go back and think about this learning process and find yourself a quiet location. Meditate to calm your nerves, sensitize your awareness, and activate your intuitive faculty. And remember that keep in mind that absolute love is given without a sense that we have to earn it. And if you ever remember what it feels like to be loved, bring forth that feeling and that energy and allow that love to saturate every cell in your body. Loving you. Yes, love you in that moment and allow love to be the lead. Let love take place. And then ask your higher self, what is the highest vision of my life? What is seeking to emerge through me? And ask me. And then when you're ready for the next question, what must I become in order to manifest this vision? What must I become in order to manifest this vision? And give yourself a few minutes. What must I release? You see, what must I let go of to manifest the vision? Come on, Holy Spirit. What talents, gifts, skills, and qualities do I already possess? Come on, Holy Spirit, that will serve this vision. Come on, God. What talents, skills, gifts, and qualities do I already possess that will serve this vision? In the language of your own heart, give a sacred yes with full trust that more will be revealed. And then step 8, enter into a state of gratitude. Now, knowing that your vision has already taken form, that it has been vibrating within your being since you came into existence, that you are already full with the vision. And you're now ready to allow its full expression in, through, in you, as you, and all around you. Let the vision pull you into your possibilities today. That's my message. Is the universe seeking to emerge through you today? How will you allow this greater version of you to manifest itself today? How? What is the divine trying to emerge in you? That's my message. Any questions? Star 6 on the teleconference line and on the Blog Talk Radio. Just press 1. All right, family. I want to bid you and wish you a really phenomenal, great weekend. I'm going to leave you with the issues and the tissues. Somebody asked me to play that. And, you know, I never mind playing it because it's one of the things that motivate me. Each and every time I listen to it, it changes the very essence of every cell in my body. And I want you to know, family, God is using you today. It's time to go deeper. You see, it's levels to this thing. It's levels to this thing called life. And as we move through this life, I want you to know God is calling us deeper to the soul level, soul stirring level. That deep yearning in the deepness of our pit in our stomach is calling us deeper. This is Sarah Dix, right here on the Love Journey, family.
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked. the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself, issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure too, that I was in a bad relationship too. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman, the kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with, to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good, for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you, another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I act like, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman dissolve while you eat on.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl. I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking, soul stirring, create something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women, for the women who came to be cute? We'll get back to the message in a minute. But can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better.
Thank you. know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, we're gonna polish up our ass. Wow. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
No need in trying, no, 'cause I ain't buying.